Hello, everyone. I'm Evan Emick with the HCU Sports Podcast. We are well into basketball season as we record this episode. Non-conference play is just about wrapped up for both the men's and the women's teams, and WAC action starts on January 1st, New Year's Day, as the men host Utah Tech, and the women are in St. George to take on the Trailblazers to start an 18-game conference schedule before they get to the WAC tournament in Las Vegas in mid-March. Today's episode, we're talking with one of the key players on the women's team, Erin Woodson, as we learn about her family that is filled with college athletes and professional athletes at one point, what it's like for her to live with teammates and fellow juniors Peyton Hull and Emma Troxell, and how Baylor tennis got ACU women's basketball on her radar once she entered the transfer portal after her freshman season in college. So enjoy this episode of the ACU Sports Podcast with Erin Woodson. How did your brother get to be best friends with ACU tennis coach Juan Nunez?
Yeah, so my brother Michael, he's the tennis coach at Baylor, and so he's been at Baylor for probably like 10 years now, and the head coach for about 4 or 5 years. Yeah. So he just, through like playing every year, he tries to get schools around to play in Waco. Or honestly, I think Baylor's come to ACU one time to play tennis, so they've just built a strong connection. And he has actually, their team like 2 years ago played ACU tennis here. Mm-hmm. So he got to tour the school and see what ACU was about and loved it and wanted me to check it out when I was in the portal after my freshman year. So
was that really the first time that like Abilene Christian got a place where you had even considered it through your brother? Is that really the first way?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I didn't really know about ACU. I don't think any of the coaches knew about me or was really looking for players up in Indiana. So I think the connection and like having that really was the one thing. So
yeah. So then when you did find out about ACU, mm-hmm. and did some research, what were some of the things that drew you to come here?
I think the just great community. I think I came from a high school. It was an all-girls Catholic high school, so I had a very strong community. And even though I wasn't Catholic, like we had that Christian atmosphere. And I think I was really looking for something where outside of basketball and inside of basketball really felt like family, and I could like rely on other people. And it was like a home away from home, because I just was lacking that my freshman year.
So your whole family is deeply involved in sports,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Do you get tired about people bringing up your dad and his Major League Baseball career in the World Series?
I don't really get tired of other people bringing it up, because it is really cool. I think it's cool when people know about it. I do get tired when he brings it up, but well, I do like to talk about it, because it's amazing having someone, my dad, have won a World Series and made a team that was such a big, back then, the Dodgers, the 1988 World Series was such a big deal. So, yeah.
And so then your younger brother?
Yes.
Plays baseball,
correct.
Right, at Baylor?
Correct.
Okay. And then your mom, former basketball star?
Yes.
At Valparaiso?
Yes.
Okay. Luke was telling me either your mom or your aunt is in the Hall of Fame. Is that right?
Or is he? I am not sure exactly. Okay. They are definitely in the record books in some bit. I don't know if it's the Hall of Fame, but yes, they were. They filled up the record books in many ways. So yeah.
I know that Coach Goodenough, she tries to create a family atmosphere here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it helps that she's been at ACU for 14 years. What has it been like coming to this program versus where you had been before?
Yeah, I think just having people who like truly love you and care about you, I think on days when they're getting on you, knowing in the back of your mind that like they're doing it because they really care about you. I think that's like made the difference for me, and just keeping that in the back of my head really helps me like stay confident, because it isn't for trying to tear me down or like anything. It really is trying to just make me better and build me up to be a better player and a better person. So
I have to imagine yourself as a shooter, that Coach Goodenough's style of play was pretty appealing.
Yeah.
What's it been like to get into her style of let's shoot as many threes as possible?
Yeah, I love it. I don't know. That wasn't really completely my game, but I think coming here, I really got that mentality of like, if I'm open, shoot it and let it fly. And I love playing that style. I love playing our fast pace that we play, and I think it really like fits me as a player. So,
you know, last year Peyton Hole got hurt, and for a good chunk of the conference season, you filled in, in probably a role that you didn't think you're gonna have last season as a sophomore. What do you think you learned through those? I don't even know how many games it was, but I mean, several weeks until Peyton came back during the WAC tournament. But what do you think you learned during that time where you got a lot more playing time?
Yeah, I think it was such a great opportunity. I think it's really carried over in this season. I think I learned how to be more of a playmaker and not just standing out and ready to catch and shoot and letting other people play make and get me shots. And I really also gained a lot of confidence and learned a lot about myself and my abilities. I think I didn't have the most confidence, but really through like getting to play a lot of minutes and in important games, I really, really got that confidence. So I think that's really carried over into this year and helped me a lot.
Is it true that you and the other juniors, you all live in a house together?
It's me, Peyton, and Emma.
Okay.
So us three live in a house together. And then Meredith, she lives alone, but we do hang out a lot. So, yeah. Yes.
Is that ever too much, being around your teammates, if you're around them before practice, during practice, and then you go home and there's it's the same people? Is that ever too much?
No, honestly, it's not. It's pretty awesome. We could spend all day together and we would not get tired of each other. It's so much fun, even during practice, after practice, before practice. Like, we always have something to talk about. We're always doing something. I think right now in our house, we're making puzzles with all of our free time. So we're doing that right now, which is a lot of fun. We are planning to do gingerbread houses for the Christmas. So we always are doing something, and it's a lot of fun.
Is there like, are there some Hallmark movie watching this time of year?
Yes.
I don't want to go full stereotypical, but that's what my wife is doing too. So
we watched Five Nights at Freddy's last night in the theater. So that was fun.
Yeah. So you, Emma Troxell, Meredith Mays, Peyton Hole. I mean, fans have been like, four juniors, you know, all the same class. These are really an impactful class and four players that are huge contributors to this team. For you, you know, they all three came to ACU out of high school. What was it like trying to blend into that group last season?
Yeah, I think it was honestly very easy, and I think it's a testament to them and how like welcoming they were. I mean, last year was us four in a dorm, so really it was an easy transition, and I don't know, we just became close really quickly. I think sometimes now like they'll be talking about freshman year and they'll be like, oh wait, yeah, like you didn't come in freshman year, like they'll forget. So it's pretty awesome, and I'm really thankful to have that. So
your dad was a coach, so did you move around a lot as a kid, or was it always Richmond, Virginia?
We were in Valparaiso, at Valparaiso University in Indiana. So that was where he was first for like 7 years. So in about third grade, I think, is when we moved to Richmond, Virginia, when he got the University of Richmond job. Yeah. So
did you play softball growing up?
I did not.
Really?
I never touched a softball. I think I was a mama's girl and I chose her sport more, but.
Gotcha. Interesting. Was your dad okay with that?
Yeah. He had my brother. He had my brother playing baseball, so I think he was good with that.
You mentioned your high school. All girls Catholic school.
Yes.
You were the valedictorian.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember like that last semester of like, were you really trying hard to like beat out whoever was second place?
Oh yeah. The gossip of who were like the top three going into it. And it was like, oh, I got to make all A's and like the other girls. It was really funny, but yeah, it was like a competition, but I got that, I think, slightly. So I had to give a speech and everything. So it was pretty cool.
I think some valedictorians see that as like the drawback. Like they don't want to give the speech at graduation. Do you remember what you even talked about?
Yeah, I do. I really struggled to think of what to say. It was really hard. But my brother heard a maid of honor speech once. And it was like, I Googled the top 10 things to say for a maid of honor speech. And so he's like, you should do that for like a graduation speech. Like just Google how to write a graduation speech. And then I just like listed off the bullet points, but, and added some stuff, and it was good. It was unique. So I liked it.
What's your major here?
I'm kinesiology, pre-physical therapy.
Okay. So yeah. You want to go to PT school?
Yes.
Nice. Where did that idea come from to be a physical therapist?
I kind of always liked science and I wanted to like get into like something medical, but I also really wanted to stay somewhat around sports and like activity. So I think physical therapy, and depending what route of physical therapy I go, I can still like maintain being around athletes in some sense.
I know you've only had like a season and a half here, but what's been your favorite road trip that you guys have taken?
Oh. I need to think back. Honestly, probably last year's Thanksgiving in Florida. We played the FIU tournament. I think it was just, we won two games. So that winning makes it.
Yeah.
And that has to definitely be the criteria to be the best. And then we also got to go to like the beach and go around shopping. I think it was a really good like bonding experience and break from practice and basketball in Florida. So, yeah.
Yeah. Coach Goodenough likes those Thanksgiving trips.
Yeah.
And I know she also does, she'll do a foreign trip every 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember.
It's this coming year, I think.
Is
yes.
It?
Greece and Rwanda.
That's right.
Yes.
I remember hearing about that. That's going to be pretty incredible.
Oh, I can't wait. Yes. And then having the chance in Rwanda to like help kids, and it's like an all-girls school, and teach them basketball and all that. So,
wow.
Yeah.
What was the atmosphere in Odessa like to play Texas Tech?
Oh, it was really cool, honestly. I wasn't expecting like a packed arena, but it wasn't quite as big as like here at Moody, right, or like Tech's gym, but it was decent size and there was a good amount of people, and we had pretty good fans there too, so
yeah,
it was a great atmosphere and we fought hard, so yeah.
Have you talked to Coach Goodenough, or has she said anything about trying to get a road game close to Virginia for you at some point?
No, honestly, she hasn't. I think now that my parents, they're in Waco now.
Oh, okay.
So as soon as my brother got to Baylor, and then my older brother coaching tennis at Baylor with his kids, my parents were like, everyone's in Texas, so they moved down here. So there is a few of my family left in Virginia, but it's not a priority really. So yeah.
When did they move to Waco?
Last year, like in January. So
wow,
it's been almost a year.
How often are they at home games here?
Every game.
Yeah.
Every game, yes. They haven't missed a game yet. They'll miss like California and Utah, the flying ones, but they haven't missed a game yet. So It's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that was that a little harder probably when you were at Fort Wayne and they were in Virginia?
Yes. They did a good job making as many as they could. They love to support, and it's their kids. They will do anything. So having them closer is amazing. It's really nice to have them close.
Going into the year, you guys were voted as the favorites to win the WAC. How do you guys try to approach that, knowing that more people have some higher expectations of what you guys can do?
Yeah, I think we need to take that and practice and play like the best team in the WAC every single time we go out. I think we need to carry the confidence that we are the ones that people are looking to beat, and so we have to give our best every game, because other teams are going to come out strong against us, and they want to beat the preseason number one team every time. So just coming out strong and defending that award and is just really important for this year going into conference.
So last year you guys went three rounds deep in the WNIT. The game here at Moody against Northwestern State was awesome. Mm-hmm. You go and you beat Central Arkansas, and it's just like you're going to see how long you can take it. Mm-hmm. It's not the WBI or the NCAA tournament that everybody's striving for. Mm-hmm. But what do you see as the benefits from you guys playing in that WNIT last year?
Oh, yeah. I think having any postseason experience is a big deal and really valuable to, like, learning how to play postseason, because this year having that experience from those games will help us in the WAC tournament and hopefully the NCAA, WBIT, whatever we get to after. So just having that experience really will help us this coming year for everyone who went through that.
What do you like about Abilene?
Oh, I keep saying this, but I have to say it's the community. I think even the community not associated with basketball is just amazing. Like during Christmas break, we go have meals at people's houses that are professors, fans of the program, and everyone just really like supports us and is wanting to do whatever they can to help us and make us feel loved. So it's just awesome to have so many people that really care about us here.
So I think you being a kid who went to a private school, mm-hmm. you were kind of used to perhaps ACU, what the culture was like a little more than maybe some other people who come to ACU.
Yeah.
What's your impression been of ACU as far as the mission of teaching and getting students ready for Christian service throughout the world? What's your impression been of ACU?
Yeah, it's great. I love how really everyone cares about you here. I think you get in classes where you have 15 people, and so your professor really gets to know you and they really care about you as a person. And I think that is just so helpful in like the learning experience. And then all the like chapel credits really is a good opportunity to connect more to the community, connect more to the mission of ACU, and I really like that, even though sometimes it is like, oh, I have to go to chapel today, but it really is preparing us for so much more after college and life. So yeah.
What do you think about chop wood, carry water? Are you tired of hearing that already?
No,
I'm sure that's been going since like June.
It's a great motto. I mean, last year, row the boat.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then chop wood, carry water. It really is the little details every day that we need to do. And remembering that every day, I think, really is important, because you forget the big picture, and you're like, oh, like, it's so far, the WAC tournament's so far, like, the season's just started. But really, every day is important, because that builds up to, like, our main goal, which is a WAC championship. So,
all right. Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Perfect. That was great.
The ACU Sports Podcast is a production of the ACU Sports Network. You can find all episodes of the ACU Sports Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and acusports.com.